Julia DeLugos is a freshman at Chatham High School. She's lived in Chatham her whole life with her older brother and sister. She loves animals and being outdoors. She also loves to travel, to bake, and to hang out with friends.
The list of environmental issues in our world seems to be everlasting because of how many there actually are. People forget that nature remains as giving as ever, even as it vanishes bit by bit by humans. I believe that it's important that we give back to nature and thank it for everything it does for us. We live in a very wealthy and very fortunate area with great schools and safe neighborhoods, but we live in an era that is technology-based. Everything depends on a screen. But there are so many luxuries in our daily life that we miss out on and often take for granted, like nature. The beauty of the natural world is often overlooked and replaced with a virtual world on a screen. With the many stresses of being a high school student, I find myself searching for a happy place, somewhere I can sit down and think, my place is nature. It's the only place where there are no boundaries, no stress, and no path to follow because you can make it yourself. It's the constant feeling of being free that gives me clarity when under a lot of stress. Like when I'm overwhelmed and frustrated with homework or studying for a test, I just need a second to breathe and get fresh air. When I was younger, I would constantly spend my days playing and exploring in the woods right next to my house. I would do it just because I was bored and wanted to get out of the house. It was always quiet enough to hear the wind rustle through the leaves and the critters moving about. Sometimes it's nice to just be alone for a while. I would be occupied for hours in those woods, just walking around and enjoying the peace and quiet. But as heartbreaking as it is, my special spot has been cut down and cleared out by the town in order to create more space for the possibility of building a new house. I guess building one house is more important than saving the environment. I remember coming home from school one Thursday afternoon and thinking, why are there trucks in my driveway? And then I heard it. The roaring of chainsaws chopping down every single tree that stood in its path. The white trucks pulled away with trees in their trunks, well, at least what was left of them. The previously beautiful woods was now completely destroyed. I believe there needs to be something done about this. We can all give back to nature by doing the little things. By conserving energy, planting new plants and small trees, producing less waste, and other individual ways to help the cause. But as you walk down your street, notice one tree or one plant and thank it because it gives us oxygen that our lives depend on. I think that in reality, we all are guilty of not doing this, but it's important that we do. I believe that there is so much more to be done about these environmental issues, and they are not just going to go away on its own. I believe that on a global scale, the whole world has to change its ways for the better. I believe in taking action to do the right thing, not just for ourselves and future generations, but to preserve the world and wildlife from this destruction. I believe we need to give back instead of just taking. This isn't our planet, we just live here, and it's time for humans to start realizing that.